Blog Talk Radio.
Hour. Today we're continuing our discussion about brief lives and also taking calls for on-air readings. We are sorry that we're late today. We had some technical issues. We're having really, really high winds here. And I think the internet is affected. So we had a problem getting online. And unfortunately, it looks like we lost some callers, but maybe they'll come back. So we invite those that are listening to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are on our Blog Talk Radio profile. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation. So, all right. Well, we can just get started with our talk.
Oh, so the callers should not.
Yeah, we don't. Unfortunately, no. I mean, we're like, what, 12 minutes late?
Okay.
So they probably were wondering if we were having a show at all. But unfortunately, sometimes this happens with computers and
technical
the internet.
Problems,
yeah,
right.
It's technical.
The winds are really strong today.
Area code 111. It shows up as 111. It's a private caller. Private caller that just came in, can you please call back and unblock your number? We will take your call. After that, caller that just called.
And while we're waiting, the topic of the show is brief lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were connecting that to people who come to the earth and have brief lives, whether it's a day or a month or a year or anywhere up to about the age of 20 or 22.
Song, what if a day or a month or a year reminded
yeah.
me of it. Do you know it?
Oh, yeah. I was there when I was, yeah, absolutely. I used to.
I can't remember the name of it. It's like an art song, English art song.
Well, anyways, the essence of a life sometimes it has a short duration. And that is because of karmic situations that would otherwise actually obstruct a person from having a long life. So if someone from a previous life, let's say, had a month left of energy in that lifetime, and that was connected to other peoples that were also in that lifetime, that individual could come back and essentially be a baby, obviously, and at the age of 1 month pass crossover. And then, of course, the effects is on the parents.
Right. Yeah. And actually, that brings me, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Neil, that brings me to a thought I had about this discussion we've been having the last couple of days. There was a case, I don't really want to be specific about it. I don't want to name names because I just don't feel comfortable doing that. But a couple, a famous couple, lost a child, about a three-year-old child, two to 3 years old. And I won't even say what the circumstances were because I don't want to be specific. I don't want people to be able to find this couple. But anyway, they lost a child and they have several children. And in fact, this person was, the mother was pregnant at the time of the child's death. Well, anyway, these pictures have come up on the in articles of her ultrasound. It was like a 3D ultrasound that was done. And there's a face in the ultrasound of another face beside the fetus. And they're claiming that this is that it's an angel, the angel of the dead child is what the article said that I read. The angel of the dead child watching over the baby. Well, first of all, as we know, people aren't angels. Angels are incorporeal beings. They do not have bodies. So you don't die and come back and, you know, or be an angel in the astral realm. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. People don't become angels. But that what I found also very interesting is that they're assuming that this child is coming back and watching over this new child when, you know, to the trained eye, looking at the photo of the ultrasound, what the face actually looks like is not the face of an angel, but it looks like the face of a demon. And, you know, this child clearly was taken by karma, because of karma. And, you know, there's having that face in the ultrasound is not a good thing. Is not a good thing. And this was a child taken because of some kind of karmic issue. And obviously that karma is following them because, you know, there's this image in the new baby's ultrasound.
Yeah, I did see that image. And there was no way that I would define that as an angel, that the image, I mean, someone can just say it's a distortion of the lens, it's fluid, it's plasma, whatever, ectoplasma. But the...
Right, I mean...
And sometimes shapes can be things
that are not really
real or living or
can look like living things. I forgot the word for that. I was just reading that.
But what I saw there and what I picked up on it was, yes, there was in this case a face of a demon, and sure, there are individuals that come back into the world that are taken by these beings, these elements, these spirits. Now, doctor, medical scientists, logical people want to say that's ridiculous, that's very medieval, what are you talking about? And that's fine. We're just saying that in our vocabulary and in our assessment of things, that this was a demon. And so... Brief lives can suddenly be defined abruptly as even within the womb before, while the living form is an embryo and not yet even a human being, so to speak, outside of the...
Right, and it's not to say that this child is going to be cursed necessarily, the new baby. I mean, I'm not saying whether or not that is the case, but anyway, there was definitely some kind of curse on the other child because
sometimes what happens, and this is really
we have
weird.
A caller, by the way, but go ahead. We're going to get to you in just a moment. And also private caller who's been waiting for about 6 minutes, you're waiting for a reading with your hand raised, but we don't take private calls, so you have to call back and unblock your number. I'm going to actually disconnect you, and if you can unblock your number, that would be great. Go ahead, Neil.
Real quickly, sometimes what happens is human souls that were very bad, very evil, will try to hitch onto the sperm and the egg and emerge back into the planet. And sometimes they're trailed by other forces and they just don't make it. But there are instances where souls, when I say human souls, those are the ones, people that live on the planet, they're waiting to sneak in to and be conceived through the womb, through the sexual act there, that they will in fact emerge back into the planet.
And
a lot of times they are tracked and pulled back into the astral realm.
And we're not talking about demons. We're talking about people with a negative energy field that are trying to come back.
Come back.
Human souls, not people. Human souls that are trying to emerge back into the physical realm, but
right.
that have a lot of negative content.
And it's a tragedy because we humans tend to think that our, if we conceive, everything's going to be blessed and all that, but that's just
unfortunately
not
the case.
look at how parents are shocked at somewhat at things that their
children
do.
Exactly.
And they have no idea where it's coming from.
And you can kind of trace it. I mean, if you look at, you know, certain families and difficulties, problems that go on in those families, it's obvious that their children, they may not necessarily die prematurely, but there's a lot of problems in the family
yeah.
with behavior and so on and so forth. And that's obviously an issue
right.
with karma coming up in within the family
real
structure.
Quickly, in literature, that there was a famous novel and then became a movie with Patty McCormick, who became known for her role as the Bad Seed. And that's a kind of a fictitious presentation of how human beings can come into the earth and be pure evil, pure, really bad, really bad. So it's... It is, in this respect, the one you're alluding to would certainly qualify as brief life, but this is even before there was life. What it does is it leaves consequences to the living people on the planet, and they can evaluate whatever they want about the situation, but sometimes those effects last well into a person's demise. They go into the human beings that are left on the planet that are affected by the karma of that particular individual.
Oh, what if a day or a month or a year is Thomas Campion, by the way.
Oh.
I found it. So.
Okay, good. Yeah,
everybody go out and
that.
Listen. Do you know that song?
Oh, back in the 1800s.
It wasn't the 1800s. It's like the 1500s.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
To go way back.
The origins of that song.
He wrote a lot of songs for lute.
This was originated in the pub. It was a pub song. And we used to have a high old time in the pubs. So
I see. Okay. All right.
Or the old English, you know. It's old English.
Right. 313. Hello. Caller, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Sherelle. Hi.
Yes. This is me.
Hey, Sherelle.
Hi, you both.
Oh, you know, dealing with the wind today here, but otherwise good. How are you?
I'm okay. Yes, I just want to know, do you see my finances increasing, or do you see any money coming around from unknown sources or places?
Unknown sources or places, you mean like a windfall or a lottery?
Yeah, or it just anywhere. Do you just see any type of bit large
what,
sum of money coming in?
I mean, I would say probably you're not going, oh, I don't think a windfall necessarily from a lottery. Is there anybody in your family that might be, you know, or that's elderly and could leave you money? I mean, is there a possibility of that?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. What is it? I can't remember what you do for work, Sherelle.
Oh, I deal with food. Taking care of the resident.
Taking care of, I'm sorry?
Taking care of the resident.
Serving
food
like
to the resident.
Elderly people?
Yes, serving food to the resident.
How funny. Well, maybe one of them, you mentioned elderly people, maybe one of them's going to leave you some money. I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen either, but it's interesting. Well, that's a rewarding job. Do you like it? I mean, working with, I you know, older people.
I do, but I've been there 2. I do, but I've been there 2 years, and I'm just ready to relocate. Like, I don't know if I'm. Do you see me get a new job or money coming in, or do you see me finding something within my degree?
What's your degree?
I got an Associates of Arts degree.
Associates of Arts. Have you thought of going back to school and maybe getting a bachelor's?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even with bachelors, it's hard to get work these days.
Oh, most definitely.
And what about that move? Because, again, I'm going to mention it. I mention it every time you call, but you've asked about a move to Arizona with your mom, and we really thought that was a good idea. maybe,
right.
you know, maybe that would be a better spot for you to be so that you can like go forward and maybe further your education. You have a place to fall back. You're not in your unhealthy relationship and so on and so forth. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, it's going to be hard to open things up in an area where you probably should move away from.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're stuck in a negative situation like you're in Detroit, you don't like it there, right?
I mean, I like it, but it's, you know, like it could be better. I'm ready for a different scenery.
Yeah. Well, I mean, personally, I would say that it's going to be hard if you're in a situation where you're stuck, and it sounds like you're kind of stuck and you don't, I mean, how's your relationship going?
Up and down, up and down.
Yeah. So if you're not happy, I mean, it's going to be harder to move forward.
Yeah.
Where you're at. So I'm reiterating the recommendation. I remember her deceased brother came in on a previous reading and said, get out of there. So I'm just going to reiterate that. I mean, and if you're expecting a windfall, it's definitely not going to happen in a situation where you're stuck. So I don't know if it's going to happen when you're not stuck either. It's probably going to be more hard work that's going to be required to, you know, get better financial situation. Neil, do you want to weigh
in? I was just reading about this. I think he was a Mexican laborer, and he was just a humble, hardworking laborer, happened to be of Mexican descent. And he bought one of those lottery things where you scratch it, and he ended up winning $2 million. I read about him in a magazine somewhere. So, I mean, if he had called in to our show and asked if he was going to win $2 million, we probably would have said no. We probably would have said yes. But you can always buy a lot.
I was just asking, do you need, like, receiving money, like, as far as a new job, would that need to more money, or...
Well, Sherelle, you're going to get money with a new job. That you have an associate degree, which is, you know, not only going to take you so far. It's only going to take you so far. It's like having a bicycle and not a car. You'll do something. You can do something with it, but not a whole lot, unless you have certain talents or abilities, or you go back to school and apply yourself, or you start working hard at a specific job that you think you can grow in and there's room for growth.
I plan on going to school because I'm not about to sit here and not do nothing with myself. I can't.
Well, what are your skills?
What
are your skills? You take care of the elderly. What are your skills?
I know how to do hair. I know how to sing. I know how to do hair.
Huh?
I said, I know how to sing, I know how to dance, I know how to do hair. I know how to do a lot of stuff.
Let's talk about your hair. Do you have an esthetician's license? I mean, are you able to actually go do hair and legally do it? Because I think you need a license to do that, right?
Yeah, license, yeah. But, you know, you have people that's unlicensed that do hair throughout their house.
Did you say sing and dance? Is that what you said?
Yes, I'm not a sing, not a dance.
One thing you can do, and just a thought, is you could build a business on that you will groom children and teach them to sing and dance for performances. You could go into a business where you actually advertise yourself as being a groomer. You know, you groom the children to look a certain way, and then you give them basic lessons in singing and dancing so that they can perform, or it will be their first step towards some kind of training. I mean, that's, you know, I mean...
Yeah, I never thought of that. That's a good idea. That's
a good
idea.
I have to interject something. as if you're teaching singing and dancing, you have to have some basic knowledge and training yourself. Have you taken music lessons?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
you can do this by, you don't need to have any kind of professional attitude. You can do this on your own and charge a certain rate just so that people start to get their feet wet. If you have an earth talent without a license or an education and you're teaching just kids to sing and dance basically in the capacity of what you know, and you groom them accordingly or costume them as well. Yeah, I mean, that's something you can do if you want an idea to get going here. And you seem excited about that. It seems interesting to you. So why don't you explore that and see what you can do with it?
Yeah, that's something to think about. Thank you.
Okay, Sherelle, is there anything else you wanted to say?
I have one more quick question. It'll be real quick because I know you have other callers. Yes, the person I'm with, he hangs around a girl that I don't talk to anymore for about a year now. And because her guy, whatever, they friends or whatever, is she still going back telling him information about me? That's what I'm
saying. You're asking if the girl that you don't talk to is giving information about you to your boyfriend?
Yes, because her boyfriend and whatever, they're real cool. We all grew up around each other, and me and her not friends anymore. And he just giving, having information I know, and I'm thinking it's coming from her. Like, she's just messy.
What kind of information?
Like the stuff I used to tell her when we was friends is getting back to him. It's coming back to me like, dang, how did you know that? And so by him going over their house, because her boyfriend, they play the game all the time, I'm just thinking like, dang, do I be the topic of your conversation? I don't know.
If you have an animosity with her, I mean, it's possible that she's spreading gossip about you. I mean.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her over a year now. I guess she's mad because I'm not kissing her butt or not talking to her. I don't talk to her. Nothing. No type of conversation with her at all. It's been about a year.
Well, you can't.
And I'm just thinking,
if she's going to talk behind your back, Sherelle, you really can't stop that. It's a matter of what people, the listeners, what they feel about you and whether they make choices to listen to her or not. And if you're having an up and down relationship with your boyfriend, that sounds like it's sort of not a healthy situation anyways. Why don't you ask him if she's saying anything about
she
you?
Might he might not be honest.
Well, he's not honest.
Yeah,
I mean, why are you with this guy? You know, if he's listening to her and you have an up and down relationship with him and you're calling us to find out how to be healthy and strong and independent, we're not going to tell you, we're not going to encourage you to be in a relationship where there's so many questions and the person isn't there for you. Obviously, we're going to say to you, why bother with him? Move on. Mm-hmm. Maybe the idea we gave you could start to spark some platform on and just have fun with children and, you know, make it fun. Singing,
that's your
dancing.
Idea.
we're not talking about classical training. We're just talking
But you have to be careful if you're teaching children to sing and dance. Obviously, you have to have technique behind it. So if you don't have training, I mean, maybe, you know, marketing it as singing, not singing lessons, but singing sessions where they get to learn songs.
Well,
and
there's a play atmosphere.
Right,
where
like
you
that.
Can take children.
I'm saying,
she's not classically trained, so forget
it. Well, it doesn't matter.
There's a play atmosphere where you could begin to bring children out of their shell and let them understand the course basis of talent.
That's what I'm saying, singing sessions rather than singing lessons. Don't say that you're teaching singing lessons if you don't have the skills to back it up or the education.
It's song and dance with play. You know, you don't
play sessions.
You don't put lessons there. It's
right.
Just song and dance with play.
Exactly.
and bringing people out of their shell to discover their hidden talents. That's all.
Yeah, the hidden
play
shell.
Sessions with children that involve singing and dance. That's the key. And doing hair, maybe little plays, you know, where
it's
they learn parts.
It's all fun.
But
kids,
not...
Kids, you know, there's not enough adults that just offer kids a place where they can go and have fun. It's not school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a club. And they and it's just, you know, call it the talent circle.
Right. Like, and then you could offer child care, like for a couple hours so parents could go do errands and things like that. And that's
so there you go,
Cheryl.
Right,
how you
take it or leave it. But, you know, but we believe in being progressive.
And I appreciate that y'all are so positive and motivated, you know, and I appreciate it. It's just time to make a move.
Yeah.
We hope you do, and I hope you take some of our advice to heart, Cheryl.
Yes, I do too.
You don't need that with the guy who's listening to someone else talk negatively about you. That's not a supportive partner. So consider that too.
Thank you both. I appreciate it. I'll let you get to the next call. Thank you. Have a good day. I love you both.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you.
Bye, Cheryl. Okay. Well, back to what we were discussing, where did we leave off, Neil?
Well, we were talking about this demon, this picture of this demon in the
angel.
Sonic, what do you call it?
Sonogram.
Sonogram. And, you know, when I've entered the astral realm, I've encountered myself, angels, spirits, guides, aliens, I mean, souls that are wandering around and souls that are okay. And they're just kind of hanging out and they're able to talk to the people on the planet that are still alive. I mean, there's so many different realms out there. There's classrooms for souls. There's people who are trying to prepare to come back to the planet. There are people who are stranded in the astral realm.
Not even able to be in a classroom. I mean, they're not even at that
they're
point where they
there.
Can learn.
They're not even eligible. they're not enrolled, in other words. They died under dire circumstances. Some of them are evil. Some of them are good. There's good and evil out there. But what happens sometimes is what I've noticed and seen and witnessed is that there are spirits, and I've actually seen this in astral travel, where the soul moves into the element of a man and a woman, and they actually attach themselves and implant themselves in the womb. I mean, it sounds nutty. Okay, so what? It may sound nutty, but this, we're not on a show that's science. We're on a show that has, that is the conversation of the astral realm and what we perceive to be there. And this, in fact, can happen. Not in all cases, but it does happen. Now, sometimes the karma of the man and the woman will bring on the element of the soul because they're bringing into the conception of life an energy field from another lifetime that they might both have a responsible role in playing in bringing back that individual. And that individual may only have a month or two or a year or 2 years. Also, some humans are brought down to the planet, right, to be responsible. And there are a lot of, when we look at adults, oh, my child died in the car. I went to the store, the windows were rolled up. I was only in there 20 minutes and the child suffocated, or the puppy or the cat. That's about responsibility and neglect. I know, for instance, I've had clients that have neglected to watch their children, and they suffered terrible accidents
that resulted in lifelong
situations
where they were the children were completely disabled,
and the elements are now there's a responsible role to love and maybe if the child survives on some capacity you love the child and your role in life karmically is to take care of this child. So we, the process of life in terms of how long a person will be on the planet sometimes is dictated by karma and its fate and its destiny. Other times it's because of the act role that the human being is playing while they're actually living, and they bring on their own death. But there's always some kind of karmic note involved in an early death. It's never sometimes by accident.
And going back to the situation that you were mentioning about the tragic accident that happened with the specific clients, that, I mean, we're kind of getting off topic, but that was not a destiny situation. It could have been avoided. It didn't have to happen if there was more responsibility.
It's tough to say. I mean, on one level, you could say it was an accident and neglect, and there should have been more watch. But on another aspect, sometimes karma involves that the human beings are taken out of attention.
Yeah.
And so it becomes really tragic and sad. But sometimes when you really analyze the circumstances of why there are brief lives or early accidents, you really have to go deep and figure out just how much responsibility was placed on the human beings in charge, or how much was due to karma.
Okay, we've got a couple callers we've got to take. 310 and 267. The 310 is first. Hello.
Hello, this is Mindy.
Oh, hi, Mindy.
Hello. I'm calling on in. I haven't spoken to you about in a while here.
Yeah, hi, Mindy. What's your birth date again?
It's April 5th, 1956.
Okay. And what's going on?
Let's say my move. I'm finally moving, and there's different things. Not yet. I'm not there yet, but there's movement that I could get there in 2019.
Really, so you're moving out of the house that you were living with that nasty person. There was a bad situation, right?
Oh, yeah, you're very, very excellent with your memory. That is correct.
Yeah.
But the question that I have, because I was listening, I wasn't going to call in, but when you're just touching upon the karma, about karma, and I have siblings that for some reason, they're sort of like, what? In terms of their behavior towards me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know if that shows anything in my birthday.
Well, you know what? It would be helpful to get their birth dates too, because in the interconnection between the birth dates, then we might be able to find some kind of karmic relationship. I mean, obviously it's manifest. Mm-hmm. There's something manifesting. So probably, yes, it is
a
karmic situation. And I mean, it is karmic. They're your sibling. So that's a karmic situation. Tribal. Go ahead.
It may take up too much time, so I may have to just call on that number that's there. But I have a twin sister. She's 2 minutes older than me, and it's also April 5th, 1956.
Yes, of course. Okay, so a twin.
And I have two brothers that were born just about an hour apart, but 10 years apart, and they are in October.
Do you know the date?
So, I do, October 10th and October 9th.
October 10th and October 9th in the year?
My brother is 3 years, October 9th, he is 3 years older than me. So it would be, that is correct, and my younger brother is 7 years younger than me.
That would be 1963?
Correct, mm-hmm.
So 10/10/63 and 10/9/53, is that correct? Right?
That is correct.
Okay, so they both have, you know, the October is difficult, and then the 11 factor and the 10/10.
My God, you guys are really outstanding.
8/9, and so Interesting. Nine, I mean, there's all kinds of connections. The 1953 happens to be your 4 and 5, which is a 9. Obviously, your twin mm-hmm. is the same birth date, so that's going to be mm-hmm. exactly the same. Neil, do you want to chime in here?
Well,
thank you.
Well, you see, your situation here is that you have a kind of a unique situation because you have one twin sister 2 minutes apart. Then you have two mm-hmm. brothers that are years apart. So you have
yep.
all together three siblings. Your master number is
mm-hmm.
your master number is
three.
And the idea of there being the main focus of this is that you have involved yourself, your siblings and yourself in a past life tribal situation. So they didn't, it's not that just one's a bad seed or they just hate you because of the way you've been brought up or there's some kind of sibling rivalry. Oh, that may have some color to it. There may be some basis for that. But the stronger issue to really grasp this is to understand that you and these three individuals have been on the planet before and there was rivalry.
And,
occurred in mm-hmm. that zone. If you want to know, you see, in your life, the rivalry situation, actually, the 10 factor of the month for them would involve your 4 and your 6 in your birthday,
mm-hmm.
which is a 10.
But also involves the 4, 5, 1, 9 as well.
Yeah, because that's 19.
And not only
and
that,
10,
and then the one of the siblings is born on 10-9, which is also 19, so...
Yeah, numerically, your birth date reveals a lot of connections that can be ultimately narrated.
And
you can narrate the number system.
The brothers,
and see what's going on.
The brothers 6 and 5 happen to be her inverted year. 5, 6. Well, it depends how you stack them. I mean, not necessarily inverted, but in the order she told us.
You see, but the thing is that what you're experiencing, what we're not adding to it right now. Is the lack of supervision or order of the parents. So in your life situation, there was something that the parents would have been responsible for in creating order.
You're so right on. I need to let you know that. Spot on. My mom's on the other side now. My mom's on the other side. My father is... in ill health. I'm going to go be visiting him in Florida. He's turning 92. His birthday is 6-9. I don't know the year, but
he's
June 9th.
He's 92 right now.
But my father on Earth plane this time around was a rabbi, and it was very patriarchal. And my brother, the 10-9, he's also a rabbi. And the other brother, he's a hotshot lawyer. And my sister is a very, very aggressive businesswoman. And here I am. I'm doing my thing. And I have a beautiful daughter. And it's sort of like, pile on Mindy. But my parents were the ones that did not really come forward and say, you know, the girls are just as important as the guys.
Yeah.
Well, he's a 33.
There you go.
He was born, if he's 92 years old, he was born in 1926, right?
He's going to be 92 in
June.
Oh,
he's going to be 92. So he's born in 1907. Okay, so he's 91.
Just out of curiosity, was this Orthodox?
No, conservative. Modern.
Conservative, but
and
not
my
reform.
My ex-husband also was a rabbi. So I've had enough rabbis for a lifetime. So when you talk tribal, we're talking tribal.
Yeah, it's tribal, and there's a lack of, you see, the attitude of the mother and the father in organizing their
mm-hmm.
family structure caused a lot of these problems. And unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
everybody was set to be seeded, S-E-E-D-D, into their characteristic patterns, and that's where a lot of the trauma takes place. So that's
this is
just
so
the
fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should have a whole show on this. It's really fascinating and just so revealing. It's so spot on. And I work from home most of the time, Tuesdays and Thursdays I don't, but I always listen to your shows, and it's really amazing, amazing stuff. So when you were talking the karma, and everyone was just piling on me today, and I thought, I need to find out about what this karma stuff is going on with my siblings. So you explain.
Yeah, it is interesting. It is very interesting, mm-hmm. Mindy, and we're glad that you are a listener and appreciate the conversation. So
I do. Okay.
And you know, just in quickly before we leave, the brother 1010, was it 101063?
Correct.
He has the same master number as you. His is by 21.3, yours is by 30=3. So they there's a certain connection in there. That
three of the siblings have the same master number, which happens to be the day of each of the 3 and 3 and 3 is a 9, the day of the brother and also the father. So there's all kinds of crazy.
Yeah, there are. And Judaism, numbers are so important in the study
Absolutely.
Of Judaism. And so, So, but we appreciate your comments.
Okay, thanks, Mindy. We got to move on to
Thank you so very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, 347, I believe is the next. Oh, 267, we got to get 267. I took calls out of order. So we'll stay tuned for 267. In just a moment. 347, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Pretty name. And what is your birth date?
April 10th.
Okay. 410 year?
April 10th.
Yeah, we got that. We need the year.
1996.
You know, it's
1996.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from, Aaliyah?
New York, Brooklyn.
Okay. What's your question?
I just wanted a general reading.
30=3. Okay, Aaliyah, 4, 5, 15, and 50. Your master number, Aaliyah, is 30=3.
And she's 22.
She's 22 years old. So you're 8 years away from the age of 30. However, she went through a change a year ago, right? 21?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But her karma, she's still in karma. So your best years, Aaliyah, you got to figure this out. Your best years are going to be after the age of 30. And things really get better then. What you're in right now is a tough ball game.
And she's got a problem. I mean, challenge because the 410.
Yeah.
A 3 between the 4 and the 1. That's your master number, so that's going to make things a little challenging.
Aaliyah, what you have to understand is that you've come back to the planet and you have karma and you're working through it because of all your past lives. And it's going to make you feel isolated at times, withdrawn, not appreciated. Your emotions are going to feel hurt. You're going to get hurt. Now, this is part of the storyline. But a lot of times in life, Aaliyah, we have sad beginnings and or harsh beginnings. Most of us have stories to tell. In your case, it gets better. You actually spring into a whole abundant energy at the age of 30. Now, you may go, well, that's 8 years away. That's a long time. And we're not implying that things won't be okay until then. You will have experiences up and down, up and down. But if you're trying to think, my life isn't as good as it could be, this is due to the karma that we're picking up on, where there could be a sense of loss or isolation, or you know, you're just not happy inside.
And she's got that 0 in the fire number too, which can be.
Yeah.
What can you give us some feedback on what's being said, Aaliyah?
So you're saying that I'm gonna have like ups and downs, but in my 30s, I'm gonna be like feeling more how can I say, more relief and
Go
ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just wanting to ask her if, I mean, she's understanding what's being communicated to her, but I'm wondering if that fits in. Are you having any problems going on right now in your life, or what's your current status situation? Like, give us a little bit more detail about what's going on for you.
Well, I have not finished.
You have what? It's hard to hear you.
I finished school.
Why are you hearing better than me today?
I
must be congested.
Yeah, you are.
You haven't finished school. Are you in college right now, or are you not?
No, I'm not. I didn't finish.
GED?
Not with an emphasis.
So you're trying to get your GED? You're trying to get...
She said GED?
G.
I can't even hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, then...
But I'm not in school right now. I'm not in school.
That's okay. All right.
And
are you working?
It's hard to get like jobs and stuff.
Uh-huh. Do you live at home? Like, do you live with a parent?
Yeah, I live with my parents.
Uh-huh.
They supportive?
Yeah, but we kind of bump heads sometimes.
Let me ask you something, Malia. What would you like to do? What's your dream? What would you like to do in life?
I just want to like finish school and go to college.
And study what? What would you like to study?
I forgot. Is it engineer? You know, like the people that does everything.
Okay. Well, if you're, you know, why aren't you in school now?
Because I got to pass a test, and it's hard to pass a test. So I've been being, like, procrastinating.
Hey, this isn't that hard. You know, this is why you're having struggles, because of karma and all that. But don't worry about that. You have a dream to go to college and to apply your degree to maybe engineering or whatever it is you want to do. And that's beautiful. That's great. What you have to do now is do everything you can to get back into school. You need your ticket to success is school. And what you've got to do that's going to be maybe hard for you to figure out, but not impossible, is how to get back in. What's stopping you from going back to school?
I've been trying to like work and like get more clothes so I could be prepared for school. Clothes.
Well, what kind of, so do you need to work and also go back to school?
I don't have to necessarily work.
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time, so we have a lot of callers. But,
and we're at the end of the show.
But we have to emphasize that you going back to school is crucial. And by the time you get your degree, it may be around the age of 30, and things are going to be really great for you at that point. But you got to start working on getting back to school and completing your degree and going to college. That's what you have to work on, and don't let anything
stop
you.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes, go ahead real quick, because we got to move on to the next caller. We promised them a reading. What's the other question?
Do you see, like, in couples?
Hold on, sorry. We had our 90-second warning speaking over you. Go ahead again. Sorry about that.
I said, do you see, like, any troubles and stuff like that?
Any troubles?
Yeah,
any
like
troubles?
Nothing major. No. It's going to be a struggle. It will be a struggle. But that's okay. The struggle is your struggle.
And life often is a struggle. I mean, that's part of life. It's not anything dramatic. You're going to have to, you know, I mean, nothing dramatic, but typical struggles, life struggles. Everybody goes through struggles, though, in life. I mean, that's part of it.
Listen, you can have a very wonderful, important life. Our suggestion is that you stay in school and work hard and don't worry about anything else. Focus on school. You're at home. You don't necessarily have to work. You stay in school.
Okay, Aaliyah, we've got to move on to other callers, but Aaliyah can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio 267. We are taking. All right, 267, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. Donna from Philadelphia, and my birthday is April 21st, 1962.
Uh-huh, Donna, okay.
Donna?
Yeah.
I was just wondering what you see for me, if anything.
Okay. Well, we spoke to you last week. What did we say then?
I did. I think that was about a certain subject. I don't know. Okay.
About a relationship, right? Didn't we talk about a relationship? Ex-husband. Yes. And a move to Florida?
Oh, no.
That wasn't you?
No.
You weren't the move, but it was about, there was a relationship issue with you, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
17. Five, seven.
You know, Donna, I'm going to say a word, and I don't know yet how it's going to be applied. So you may say, at the moment, that means nothing to me. I don't know what you're talking about. Or, in fact, you might say, well, there is some meaning behind what you're telling me. And that word has something to do with Europe. So, first of all, have you ever been to Europe?
Europe? No, I haven't. But it's been kind of something I've been wanting to do.
Okay. That fits.
So that's the first step.
I'm just curious, what's your ethnic background?
Italian.
Italian,
yeah.
I knew it.
I thought it was,
yep,
Italian.
I knew it.
You remind me of a client I had that actually moved to Italy. You remind me of a client I had that actually moved to Italy with a child, with her daughter.
Oh, wow.
There's just something, you're very, probably very different in personality and all that. But it must be a vibe. So I'm getting Europe with you. And then obviously, to tell you the truth, I was thinking of Italy.
I thought I was too. I was writing it down, before
so,
she started saying.
And
yeah.
It has
okay,
nothing to do with that. It's, it has nothing
to do
with that.
Yeah. There goes the chills.
Yeah.
There goes the chills.
Well,
and I don't know if because you were picking up on Europe that prompted me to think it Italian. I just had a vibe.
Yeah.
Know. Yeah.
And it's not that, you don't, when you're talking, it's not like, oh, you're Italian. You know, you don't.
I mean,
come
she
off.
Sounds like she's from the East Coast, but there are many people from the East. You could be Jewish. You could be any ethnicity.
So there's something to do with Italy. Do you have any children?
Yes, I have three.
Yeah. So there's something to do with Italy, and that doesn't mean you have to move there, but that's the first door. You put your hand on the doorknob and you turn it, and I start to feel Europe, and it was Italy and children, and yet there's something awaiting you behind a curtain. It's metaphorical, but there's something awaiting you behind a curtain that feels very bright. It's like a lamp, a beautiful lamp on a red table. And it just feels inviting. I can't quite design a narration yet what that means, but I can tell you that it feels intriguing, something intriguing coming up for you.
And do you want to hear something funny? My house is a kind of a theme of Italy. Like I have the wine and the grapes, like pictures in my dining room. I have a big picture of... It says Europe, and I have a Boot of Italy clock in my kitchen.
So there you go.
So it's something in me, too, that I feel. It's weird, maybe. I don't know.
We don't know yet. You know, what? The only thing we can do right now is we'll ask the universe to open up a dream world for you. Maybe you'll have a unique dream. You can call back and share it with us. We can interpret the dream. Maybe there's a way to figure this out through the dream world, and or we'll ask that something is manifested in your life to bring up something that will be of extreme importance and interest to you, and it like just suddenly appears. But and I don't know. I mean, the images keep rushing in. I'm seeing a lot of eggs, like,
No.
But what?
No, you're seeing eggs.
I'm seeing
eggs. I'm not trying to invalidate that. But I don't know. For some reason, popcorn came into my head.
Popcorn.
I don't know. I feel compelled to say it.
I'm seeing a lot of eggs, So, maybe it's something to do with the farm. Maybe it's something to do with the rural district. I'm not sure yet. I don't know yet. We're just collecting
any of those
pieces.
Images relevant on any level to you?
No, not really.
Yeah. Well.
Do you
bake a lot? Do you cook?
My mother, my grandmother, and it kind of skipped me because I grew up with so much cooking. Not
okay.
No more because
were they old world? Were they old world recipes from Italy?
Yeah, my mom's still alive, and my grandmother passed, but they always baked bread and seven fishes at Christmas.
Okay, not everybody bakes their bread, and even Italians will go to the deli and pick up a loaf. You don't usually always bake it. So there's something going on there. We don't know what it is yet, but it's leading us to something probably a lot bigger than what we've got. It currently is.
And do you have the financial means, Donna, to travel?
No, I don't, but it's
okay.
Always
Well, we'll see.
I had a reading before, and somebody told me that they saw me meeting someone in Italy
and falling
in love there.
Yeah, what other psychics say? I mean, I don't know.
Italy may
this
come
This was a while ago. I just brought it up. I don't know.
Well,
Donna, Italy may come to you in the form of a human being, and that may open up something that will give you opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise had. And we got to get closing.
We have to close the show, yes.
But the only
way
other
over.
Thing is that I'm picking up on is a car that needs to be repaired or it's in trouble. Does that make any sense currently?
Okay, now.
Okay. Well, we have to unfortunately leave this one for another episode. And the popcorn wasn't validated either, but I don't know why. That's plaguing me.
Do you see the color of the car is?
Maybe.
We don't. I mean, the issue with the car, we don't have time to go
really
into it,
don't.
But there's an issue with the car. There may be a little bit of rust on it, or I'm not sure, but there's something to do with the car.
Okay, Donna.
Okay.
We've got to close. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. We're back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody.